It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. For a home team. Any day I don't win, it's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Noble Park here in Hiawatha. Apologize for the technical difficulties. We're working on trying to get those underway. Jared Sleppy alongside Crendon Prophet as Hiawatha Post 66. The Braves are here at home taking on the Donovan County Post 55. And we are getting ready to get this one underway. We are getting on the airwaves here as, again, we're apologize for the technical difficulties. And here's a little chopper. Start things out. Cooper Everly, and that is foul for strike one. So let's take a look at Donovan County's hitting order. Cooper Everly leading things off and playing short, batting second and playing second base is Ryder Davis. Batting third and pitching is Austin Grable. Batting cleanup and in left field is Cole Franken. Batting fifth and catching is Preston Christensen. Batting sixth and playing first is Beckham Griffin. As this one's ripped up the middle, that'll drop in for a base hit, and Everly reaching safely. So I think we're good now. I think we got all of our connectivity issues sorted out as we get back to the hitting order. Batting seventh and playing short is Dustin Beach. Batting eighth and the extra hitter is Jacob Clary. Batting ninth and playing in center field is Logan Blevins. And batting tenth and playing in right field is Alex Deshaun. Going to pop in the air out of play. The starting pitcher for Hiawatha is Ashton Rock. He played in the All-Star game this couple days ago. And actually, that was yesterday. This one popped up in the air. And playable possibly for Monaghan and lost it, and it's going to fall down in foul territory. That'll be a strike. Take a look at Ashton Rocky's stats. He just a complete inning, but it's his second appearance. He gave up two earned runs in his first appearance. So technically he doesn't have an ERA, WHIP, or batting average against just because of the fact that he's not completed an out. Comes set, and there's a pitch. Breaking ball, hitting the right field, a little blooper. Could possibly get down, and that will drop, but a possible force out of second, and it is going to be in time. Nice put out, 9-4 for the put out for out number one. But it's going to be a base hit for Ryder Davis. Really good play by Pyle there, being able to pick it up. I mean, he couldn't get the fly out, but he was able to pick it up, going straight to force out on second base. That brings up Austin Grable, the opposing pitcher. Back over to first, it's not going to be in time. Hiawatha in their blue unis, gray pants, red letters and numbers with the white accent, and the red hats with the black bills. Pitch, that one chopped up the middle, possible double play ball. Weird bounce, flipping up second, they'll get one. That was a possible double play ball, but as mentioned, kind of a weird hop to Brian, the shortstop, and it'll be a fielder's choice that gets Grable over to first, two gone. Force out on second. And I will bring up the number four hitter in the hitting order, the left fielder Cole Franken. The Rocky likes to work quick. That ball swung on and missed, and a pitch that was low in the strike zone. Beautiful afternoon for some baseball. Wind blowing a little bit of a crosswind from right to left field. Temperature in the upper 70s. Now we're in chop foul. Make it 0-2. We've had some good weather for our broadcast so far this season. Last week, well, I mean, it was cooler, but of course we had that the rain delay. But here today, beautiful afternoon for some baseball here in Hiawatha. Runner goes, the pitch, chops, fair ball in the infield to the right side. Throw over to first by Rocky, and that will be in time. He flips over to Jacobson for the final out. So we'll go ahead and get things situated. We go to the bottom of the first. You're scoreless here at Noble Park on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our eight branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansasland Radio.
Now we are back. We are experiencing some more technical difficulties. We apologize for that as we go to the bottom of the first, taking a look at the hitting order for the Braves. Hiawatha Post 66 leading off playing left field is Brent Barnhill. Batting second and pitching is Ashton Rocky. Batting there is Xavier Oldham. Batting cleanup and playing short is Joel Bryan. Batting fifth and playing first is Cooper Jacobson. Batting sixth and playing third is Caden Smith. Batting seventh and playing in right field is Cade Pyle. Batting eighth and catching is Matthew Monaghan. Batting ninth and playing second base is Gannon Becker. And batting tenth and the center fielder is Carson Gilbert. And the starting pitcher for Donovan County is Austin Grable. Eventually we got to see him last half inning. This kid has a cannon, straight up athlete from Troy High School. And taking a look at the Donovan County defense here, left to right in the infield. It's Smith at third. Bryan is at short. Becker is at second. And Jacobson is at first. I'm reading through Hiawatha's. Let's go to the other side. Grable on the mound. Christensen behind the plate. Veach is at third. Eberle is at short. Davis at second. And Griffin is at first. Left to right in the outfield. Franken is in left. Levins in center. And Deshaun is in right. So Barnhill will lead things off. How about his start this season? A 636 batting average in his first five games. Pretty good stuff. Highest batting average on the team. First pitch is up high for ball one. This is a Hiawatha team that has struggled a little bit at plate so far early on in the season. Only have four batters above 300 on this squad. Only five above 250. They hit a combined 267. That one misses up in the zone for a ball. And this is also a Hiawatha offense. It doesn't get a whole lot of extra base hits despite the large ballpark. They have just three of those, and all those are doubles. Doesn't foul back to the screen for strike two. Grable likes to go from the stretch, but nobody on. The pitch. and have a half swing and roll slowly over to Eberle, throw to first, not in time. That's an infield hit. Both teams have their leadoff men reach on a base hit. That bring up Ashton Rocky, second on the team batting average, batting 538, 7 for 13. OPS of 1.223, pretty solid stuff from the KABC All-Star. There's a pitch. That one fouled straight back over the screen. In that KABC All-Star game yesterday in Manhattan, coming back and suiting up for his Legion team today. Barnhill, a decent size lead over first. Pickoff move, and the throw is away from the first baseman, and easily getting into second base is Barnhill. And that will be anyone that advances the runner over.
I mean, Barnhill's sixth stolen base so far in this Legion year.
And unfortunately, that doesn't go down as a stolen base, but had the right idea advancing over to second. Got a big lead, as he might try to steal third. We'll see. That one outside, a fastball, low and away for ball one, evens up the count, one and one. Nobody gone, bottom of the first, we are scoreless. Hiawatha and Donovan County. That's and deals. That one ripped into right field, but that is going to be right at the right fielder as it is caught. Deshaun snags it, route number one. That's going to bring up the extra hitter, Xavier Oldham. .286 batting average on the year, 4 for 14. 4 RBI, chance to add on to that total right here. Pitch is in there, strike one. It was down and low and away a little bit in the zone. After that, he's going to go ahead and step off the back of the rubber, look over at second. Eberle, the shortstop, trying to drift over and cover. The pitch. That's an off-speeder that's in there. Makes it 0-2. That was a tough pitch to take. It was up in the zone and a little bit of a slower one, but Oldham holds off. Here's the 0-2. Now we'll head right back to the mound, and they're going to go to first and get the out there. And advancing over to third is Barnhill. They had him in, could have had him in a rundown if he would have started running towards Barnhill, who was right in the middle of the base path in between second and third, but instead decides to go to first. So an interesting decision there from Grable, and there's two down with the runner on third. And that brings up Joel Bryant. One fouled straight back for strike one. Brian batting 308 this year, 4 for 13. Veach, the third baseman, not holding on. Barnhill, over at third, reached on a leadoff single. That's a little bit outside. Christensen trying to frame it up a little bit. Couldn't get the call. Donovan County in their powder blue uniforms, white pants, some red socks, powder blue hats with the red bills. That one fouled out of play. One and two count coming up. Two gone. Runner on third. Bottom of the first. Hiawatha trying to get the scoring started. Pitch to Bryant. Up and in. It pops out of the glove of Christensen. Goes to his right. He finds it. Didn't move very far, so able to keep Barnhill over there at third. Hit high in the air.
Right field, shallow right field, coming in is Deshaun, but going out and making the catch is Davis, the second baseman, for the final out. So after a leadoff single, he's stranded over at third. We are still scoreless. We'll go to the top of the second. Coming up next here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
One, two, three, four!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Kansaland Radio.
We go to the second, as I think we are all good on the technical side. Apologies for all of the errors. A lot of those are my fault, but it looks like we are good to go. We are scoreless. Haven't missed anything. We're getting to the top of the second. Let's go through the hitting order just once again for Donovan County. It's Everly, Davis, Grable, Franken, Christensen, Griffin, Veach, Clary, Blevins, Deshaun. And as for the defense for Hiawatha, left to right in on the infield, it's Smith at third, Bryan is at short, Becker is at second, Jacobson is at first, Rocky is on the hill, and Monaghan is behind the plate with Barnhill in left, Gilbert in center, and Pyle is in right. And Matthew Monaghan, he has had his fair share of injuries throughout his high school career, is why he hasn't been behind the plate all of the time. But he's very versatile. He's played first, played some third as well. This one's grounded to the third baseman Smith. Throw over to first, and that is a little bit wide coming off the bag, but making the play is Jacobson. Very well done for route number one, as that was Preston Christensen, the leadoff man for post 55. And that will bring up Beckham Griffin, the first baseman for Donovan County. Last inning, a couple of singles for Donovan County, but that one's in there for a strike. It was a put out from right field for the first out. A little blooper to right field, and as a result, Everly didn't really have a chance to advance over to second as that ball's skied foul out of play for strike two. And Ryder Davis got his single, and then he was forced out at second base, and Austin Grable reached on a fielder's choice. He was stranded there. That's how Hiawatha got out of last inning. Here's the 0-2. This one is hit into the bat to second base. Becker flip over to first in time. That is now three consecutive batters retired for Ash and Rocky. And that'll bring up Dustin Veach. And Veach playing at third this afternoon. The lefty getting the practice cut in. I'll stand in the box. Got those bright red batting gloves. Now in the dirt. Skips to the screen for ball one. Got the orange bat, so kind of two colors that clash a little bit, but sometimes you don't think about that sort of thing. You always just grab the bat that is the best and is the luckiest. You always have to grab the right color. This one hit in the air. Center field. Playable for Gilbert. And he will make the catch. 1-2-3, Rocky, an efficient inning. And we'll go to the bottom of the second. We're still scoreless here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest. providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Candleland Radio.
Goes to the bottom of the second. Cooper Jacobson with things off for the Hiawatha Post 66 Braves. Jared Sluppy with you alongside Crittenden Prophet. And running through the hitting order once again for the Braves. We had some technical difficulties in the first inning. It's Barnhill, Rocky, Oldham, Brian, Jacobson, Smith, Pyle, Monaghan, Becker, Gilbert. That one misses for ball one. And the defense once again for Donovan County, left to right in the infield. It's Veach at third, Eberle at short, Davis at second, Griffin at first. Battery includes Grable on the mound and Christensen behind the plate. Franken's in left, Levin's in center, and Deshaun is in right. That one taken for a strike, evens up our count, 1-1. Jacobson on the young season, batting 2-for-10. Does have a pair of RBI and a couple stolen bases as well. 1-1 pitch. Hit right back on the nub, right back to the mound. Flip over to first is in time from Grable. Well done. We're out number one. Grable had to do that exact same thing to Oldham a couple at-bats ago. He's now retired four straight. Been a pretty good pitcher's battle so far. A couple hits allowed from Rocky and one allowed from Grable. But other than that, pretty solid start for both pitchers. As that'll bring up Caden Smith, playing third base for the Braves this afternoon. That first pitch over his head. Didn't really duck as if he was in any immediate danger. Just a little bit to get out of the way, and it's ball one. Another thing about Smith is having a .100 batting average, but having a .508 OPS, getting on that base plenty of times by not getting too much contact with the ball. And here's the pitch, and the kind of a half-hearted swing. A miss, and probably would have been a ball if he would have taken it. And to your point, I mean, it's a little bit of a rough start, but I mean, very early on in the season, got plenty of time to get those numbers up, and Hiawatha does have some great pitching to kind of even that out as well. The pitch. That ball fouled straight back, and on the hands, into the screen for strike two, and this Hiawatha team, they can't really complain either. They're 4-1. Pretty solid start. That's for Donovan County. They are playing just their second game of the season, losing their first one this past Sunday to Corning 11-6.
Yeah, Hiawatha coming into this game with a lot more experience, playing five games on the year, two games, of course, being canceled, but, you know, still having more experience.
And not a whole lot of luck in terms of rain the past few weeks. Then it goes into the high school season where we tried to play our regionals and state tournament, and there was all sorts of bad weather. It kind of drifted into the Legion season just a little bit, gotten some precipitation over the past couple weeks, but none today during our game. We had a few showers earlier this afternoon, swinging a miss high fastball that was up in the zone and swung on a miss for strike three. That's going to be out number two, so it's 5 in a row now retired for Grable. But no chance for showers later this evening, thankfully, and we are clear for this one as the wind is blowing in a little bit from right field out of the southeast. Actually, that would be the northeast, take your pardon. Is that one up in the zone? It started in the southeast before we started. It's kind of shifted towards coming from the northeast, take your pardon. And this is Kate Pyle, the right fielder, now at the plate for the Braves. 167 batting average so far in the young season. And that one in there, a strike outside edge, a little bit up in the zone as well, evens up our count, 1-1. Two gone. Here in the bottom of the second, we are still scoreless. Grable sets with nobody aboard, and now he unleashes. That was up in the zone, missing this time. For ball two. Pyle has to dodge out of the way, but he doesn't get out of the way, and he gets hit with the pitch. He might have clipped maybe his bicep, his arm. I'm not quite sure where that got him, but it doesn't look to be in any pain. He's a tough kid, but he'll be awarded first base. That's the first base runner allowed since our very first one of the game. That was Brent Barnhill, reached on a leadoff single. And that'll bring up Matthew Monaghan. One hit on the season so far, and the catcher hopes to expound on that here this afternoon. Pitch. That's down low, missing for a ball. Pretty decent-sized lead for Pyle over there at first. Pyle does not have a steal. This is a team that's pretty aggressive on the base paths. 35 steals, averaging 7 a game. That's up in the zone, missing for a ball. Griffin, the first baseman, holding on Pyle. Griffin delivers. This one shot the opposite way. The second baseman, it'll take the easy out over at first, and that will do it for the bottom of the third. No hits, no runs, one left on base. We go to the third. We are still scoreless here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
SBS Insurance is proud to announce we are celebrating 20 years of providing excellent service to our clients. We've helped protect families, homes, farms, and businesses from unforeseen events. Our team of experienced agents is committed to providing the best possible coverage and customer service to suit your individual needs. To celebrate this milestone, we will be providing lunch at each of our locations this summer. Please visit our Facebook page, SBS Insurance, for specific times and dates.
KNZA.
We play two, and we go to the top half of the third. It's been all about the pitching today, as both Rocky and Grable off to a good start.
You know, last time we called this game against Hiawatha, they went through three pitchers, Barnhill, Jacobson, and I believe the third one was Oldham. And, you know, going through all those pitchers, you know, you saw Jacobson come in, I believe, in the second or the third, and he was pulled out pretty quick, Oldham, and then, you know, finishing out the game. Hiawatha, you know, coming with a clean 9-4 over Sabetha. But, you know, so far, I'm liking the consistency in Rocky right now. I think he's, you know, showing a lot of consistency, especially for his first game. I mean, really played as a full pitcher, playing full innings. So far, he has one under his belt now, or two, now I'm three.
First pitch, swing and a miss from Jacob Clary, and you talked about that last game versus Sabetha. If we recall, the first two innings happened before we had a rain delay, so then they made that pitching change, and it didn't really matter because the pitching did struggle a little bit out of the gate, most for both teams. This one fouled straight back out of play. But ultimately, they had a lot of runners left on base at Sabetha, and as a result, Hiawatha was able to get out unscathed and take home the victory. And it was 0-2. And you talked about the first time Rocky came to the hill. It was a relief outing. He didn't retire any batteries, but he gave up two earned runs. This one swung on and missed, and it gets through the legs of Monaghan. Have to throw down to first, and that will be high and over the head of Jacobson. So it'll be a strikeout, but he will be safe on first. That'll be his first strikeout of the day. And that'll bring up Logan Blevins in the 9 spot, playing center field. I tell you, this kid, he is a baller. Can really do a little bit of everything on that Troy basketball team that was so much fun to watch this season. That one in the dirt and gets away, and that'll be a wild pitch that advances Clary over to second base. It bounced about a 6 to 8 inches in front of home plate and hit off of the chest pad of Monaghan and skipped to his right. Not a whole lot I can do about that, as here's the 1-2. That one, this one also gets away from Monaghan, but Clary will stay at second. Monaghan was able to track that one down and keep him over there. Counts now 2-0. Rocky comes set and delivers. In the dirt again, 3-0. Yeah, you mentioned Monaghan's had a few injuries he's been working through, so really that pitcher-catcher dynamic, you really have to work through it, right here. And you've seen a few mistakes, but I really think he's going to start clearing things up throughout this game here. 3-0, that one in there for a strike. It's breaking ball. Taking a little bit off of it, making sure he guides it in there for a strike. And Blevins was taken all the way. 3-1. Hit in the air. Shallow left field. Backing up is Brian, the shortstop, who'll make the catch in the outfield grass for out number one. We'll be out number two, but Larry struck out, but it was through the legs of Monaghan. He was able to reach safely on a throw that was too high. So that'll bring up the number 10 hitter in the hitting order, Alex DeShawn, who's out in right field. Alex DeShawn, another Troy kid, as that one swung on and missed for strike one. Becker, the second baseman, drifting over a little bit to try to hold on Clary. Swing and a miss on pitch that was low, making it 0-2. The gap in between Becker and Jacobson, the first baseman, is quite significant. Jacobson kind of playing only about 5 paces off the line. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, moving to his right as Monaghan. He blocks it, keeps it in front of him. That's ball one. Trying to get DeShawn to chase, could not bite. Swing and a miss. That was a fastball right down Broadway. Second strikeout of the inning. And out number two. And that brings up the top of the order for the second time today. And Cooper Eberle led off our ball game. The shortstop from Donovan County led it off with a leadoff single. Tip off the mound. Nobody even guarding second base. Eberle was retired at second base on a 9-4 putout on a little blooper in right field from Ryder Davis, who's on the deck. Monaghan blocks that one as that pitch misses down low. There's the 1-0 pitch from Rocky. This one's pulled to the third baseman, Smith. He'll throw over to first, and that one's wide. Forces Jacobson off the bag. He makes the catch. So runners on first and third on the throwing error. And that will bring up Ryder Davis. Base hit will get Donovan County on the scoreboard first. Rocky is just one out away from getting out of the inning, though. Is that one in the dirt? And outside for ball one to the right-handed hitting second baseman. That's kind of been his common miss, is low and away. Decent size lead at first from Eberle. Swing and a miss. Pitch that was low, but went for it, and that evens up the count 1-1. Let's see if they maybe try to send Eberle over to second and try to avoid the force out at second, but it's not a double play ball, so not a huge deal. But there he goes, Eberle. Swing and a miss. Strike two. They're not going to have any throwdown. So an easy steal for Eberle. So both runners now in scoring position, and a base hit put in the right spot could bring home 2 runs now. They are still scoreless. Top of 3. 2 gone. Davis, here's the pitch. That ball is hit right back to the third baseman. Smith keeps it in front of him. Throw to first on the money and in time. Beat him by maybe a half step, and they get out of the inning. Good job by Smith to redeem himself after the throwing error earlier in the inning, and the damage was not done. We are still scoreless. We go to the bottom of the third here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same. to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha Post 66 Braves back to bat as we are scoreless. As Jonathan County Post 55 back in the field. Starting pitcher for Jonathan County, Austin Grable, has only allowed two base runners, one single. The lead off of the game was Brenton Barnhill, and then hit a batter last inning, Kate Pyle, but he was left stranded. And Ashton Rocky, the Hiawatha pitcher, leaving two runners stranded. As the first pitch swung on, fouled out of play, first base side for strike one. And Gannon Becker, didn't see him last time we came around, last Friday. Going to hit to the shortstop, Eberle fields it on throw, and that one is in time and on target for out number one. And that'll bring up Carson Gilbert, the center fielder, number 10 in the hitting order.
That was a really great throw from the shortstop, Edmley, all the way to Griffin.
Couple hits on the year so far for Gilbert. First pitch inside, and Gilbert gets out of the way. Both of his hits were singles, has kind of been the theme of this Hiawatha offense so far this year. Only three of their 35 hits have been extra base hits, and all of those have been doubles. No triples, no long balls. There's a pretty large ballpark here in Hiawatha, 315 to both poles, 340 to left and right center, 360 straight away. As he steps out and takes a cut at it, on a pitch inside and fouls it back. That's impressive. That's tough to do, take a step back and kind of just throw your bat at it. As he, the big old grin after that pitch, even count one and one. And this one hit to right center field, and that is going to get down for a base hit. A single for Gilbert into right center field with one out here at the bottom of the third. Again, just stepping out just a little bit, but the pitch was inside. Grable not really taking advantage of the fact that if he would kind of go for the outside corner, then stepping out, he might be able to take advantage and get him to swing and miss on some of those outside pitches. So they bring off. They'll bring up Brant Barnhill, lit off with a single for the Braves. See if he can do it again. That was his eighth hit on the year, which is leading the team, as that one misses low and away. Him and Ashton Rocky both were going into today's game tied with most hits on the year. And Barnhill has one of those three extra base hits that I was mentioning earlier. We're back over to first, not in time. 1-0 count to Barnhill as he looks over and his coach at third. Here's the 1-0. And ducking out of the way is Barnhill. This is up and in. Double play ball is doable for Donovan County if it's put in the right area. And that one in there for a strike. They're back down to first, not in time. A 2-1 count. Grable back to the stretch. And that one, a check swing in on the hands. He's right in front of the mound. Throw to first. That is wide. That's an infield single. Rounding second heading for third is Gilbert. He's going to get there. He's going to try to head home. Here's a throw from right field, and actually he's going to hold up. That was a big wind around third, but he's going to stay there. Take me out. That was well done.
That's a single for Barnhill. He's 2 for 2, and that'll bring up Ashton Rocky. Lined out to right field his first time up. Here's a easy steal for Barnhill. No throw down with Gilbert over at third. Base hit probably brings home a couple of runs. This one chopped over to the third baseman. Runs will stay. Throw to first, and that is going to be wide. E5, that's going to bring home Gilbert from third. Barnhill's going to reach third, and it's 1-0 Hiawatha. You really got to like that lead that Gilbert had. And, you know, it had a pretty decent lead against the third baseman. Third baseman tried to get it to first, causing an error and allowing Gilbert to get all the way home. That ball roped into right center field by Xavier Oldham, and that is going to be down as the diving to his left as Blevins can get to it. One run will score, and it's 2-0. Barnhill reaches safely, and Rocky is over to third. It is a one-out double from Xavier Oldham. Fourth extra base hit of the season. Just the third hit on the afternoon, but good enough to bring home two runs. And there's still just one out. And that'll bring up Joel Bryan, the cleanup hitter. Runners on second and third. Popped out in the infield his first time up. First pitch. Now one is hit on the ground to the shortstop, Eberle. Throw to first, and that is going to be in time. But that'll bring home another run. Two gone. RBI ground out as Rocky scores. And Oldham will stay over there at second. Now bring up Cooper Jacobson. It went right back to the mound his first time up. One gone. 3-0 our score here in the bottom of the third as that is taken for a strike. Off-speed pitch, low and away to the left-handed first baseman. Now one is pulled and right into the glove of the second baseman. Nice hustle play. Throw to first in time for the final out. But three runs come home, and we go to the top of the fourth. Coming up next, it's 3-0 Hiawatha here at 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Join Union State Bank on Friday, June 23rd, as they say congratulations to Cheryl Lanter and Don Ball for their upcoming retirement at the Union State Bank in Atchison. Let's celebrate all of their accomplishments, their dedication, and their hard work over the many years. It's Friday, June 23rd, a come-and-go event between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. at the Union State Bank Atchison Branch, 701 Kansas Avenue. Come congratulate Cheryl Lanter and Don Ball on their retirements from Union State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
We've played three, and Hiawatha just put up three on Donovan County, so they lead it 3-0. It was four consecutive base runners reaching. Single by Gilbert, another one from Barnhill. Rocky reaching on an error. Oldham with a double. And then Bryan getting an RBI ground out to finish off the inning. So coming up for Donovan County Post 55 is Austin Grable. Try to get some of those runs back. First pitch, that one, this is 4-1. His first time up, he reached on a fielder's choice and was stranded at first.
That one is blasted to left field, moving back, trying to make a play is Franken, and that is going to drop foul. That was very close, right in the corner, right in front of the Noble Park sign and the left field foul pole.
The wind, that northeast wind kind of probably influenced that ball in the directory to that left outside field. But, you know, really, maybe with a little less of that wind, maybe he could have drove it over that 315 fence, you know, 8 foot tall.
Yeah, I think so. It was very close. I mean, probably about maybe 10 feet or so to get into the fence, so probably need a few more extra feet to clear it. But still a well-hit ball, but it's just strike one. The man at the plate, Grable, as he pops that one up to center field this time, that's going to be caught by Gilbert for out number one. And that'll bring up Cole Franken, grounded out right back to the mound his first time up. Both of those pitches that were put in the air from Grable were up in the zone a little bit. Let's pitch that one in there, strike one. That is lower in the zone. I mentioned that Rocky's main miss has been a little bit low and away. That one low and away in the zone. He fouled it right back to the Hiawatha dugout. Strike two, making it 0-2. And I tell you what, sometimes a low and away miss is not a bad miss. Sometimes most right-handed hitters, up and in is that old sweet spot. Leave it up in the zone. He can hit it a mile over the fence. Is that one? This is up in the zone. A tad fastball makes it 1-2. One gone here at the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss ahead of that breaking ball. Strike three. Three consecutive batters retired from Ashton Rocky. Last inning did a good job of leaving the runner stranded at second and third. Rocky, the right-handed starter for Hiawatha, only has allowed two base hits, and that was the first two batters he faced in the ballgame. Preston Christensen at the plate, he grounded out his first time up. This one popped up in the air, out of play for strike one. And actually, looking back on that, Ryder Davis's first at bat, that would have been a fielder's choice, not a base hit. So that's actually only one hit that he's allowed today. The pitch bounced straight back to the screen, making it 0-2. Rocky trying to go 1-2-3 here. Can do with one more strike. Breaking ball in there. Strike three. Got him. Beautiful pitch from the right-handed starter for Hiawatha. And he goes 1-2-3 just like he did in the second. Still 3-0 Hiawatha. Will go to the bottom of the fourth. Coming up next here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We go to the bottom of the fourth, and Cade Smith will lead things off for Hiawatha Post 66. Been a pretty fun one so far. Your thoughts overall, Crendon?
Well, I like the pitch play right now. The pitch play is really good compared to last time we saw, you know, by the second and third inning, we saw, you know, pitchers getting rotated. not sure if that's really the rain's fault, but you've seen Rocky so far had a, you know, he's had a really great game, especially for what I would consider his first debut. I'm not sure if this is Grable's first debut, but I mean, he's having a pretty good game too, as he's, you know, still out there throwing pitches, and, you know, this is just really, so far, I think a pretty, well-played game. I think Hiawatha, though, I mean, they really benefit off of those errors, within the third inning, so, you know, we'll see how they keep scoring their runs further into this game. We're gonna see how, Dauphin County starts putting up their runs. Hiawatha posts 66, 4-1 on the young season. Dauphin County posts 55 is 0-1. So Smith will lead things off, 0-1, struck out his first time up. Grable back on the rubber, and we're back underway. That one misses low and in, 4-1. Dauphin County's lone loss and lone game they played was an 11-6 home loss to Corning. That was this past Sunday. Swing and a miss, high fastball. Meanwhile, Hiawatha, they played yesterday. They played a game against Falls City, and they won 6-4. And last week, of course, defeating Sabetha. They also played Seneca as well, and they lost that game. Played just one game. Couldn't play a doubleheader because of more bad weather. That one in there for a strike, low and away. Already two games, as you mentioned earlier, Corinne, two games have been canceled, or I guess postponed, due to some rain. For Hiawatha, some bad luck early on. 1-2 pitch. That ball, high fastball in center field, put on a line, they're right at Blevins for out number one. Really good on Blevins and being able to get his glove under that, catching it, start the outs in the fourth.
He had a good beat on it. A good piece, of contact there from Smith, but as mentioned, it was just right at Blevins. That'll bring up Cade Pyle, who was hit his first time up. He was stranded over at first. That was back in the second inning. First pitch. That one in there, strike one. Three runs came across last inning. Gilbert reached on a single, and he scored on an error. Barnhill got a single, and he scored on Xavier Oldham double, and then an RBI ground out from Joel Bryan after Ashton Rocky reached on an error. That one's in there for strike two. And that one just missing. That was a good pitch around the corner. Grable wanted it, but didn't get the call. So it's 1-2. Grable will hope to go with a similar location, but it's low and away. 4-2 evens up the count. So even if you don't get that call, keep painting those corners. You'll get one of those calls eventually. Two pitch. Now on grounded foul, straight back to the near the Dauphin County dugout. Closer to the batter's circle, that is.
They're just trying to see Grapley's trying to get, you know, trying to get him to pile the chase, you know, starting to count off 0-2. He has plenty to play around here. You know, now he's getting up the count, as we know, 2-2.
Pitch. That is a ball up high, just barely missing that one. Another great pitch from Grable. And Pyle has worked this count all the way from 0-2, and the count is now full. Here's the payoff pitch. And that is up and away, ball four, and Pyle goes from 0-2 to a base on balls with one out here in the bottom half of the fourth.
And all you gotta say to Pyle is good eye, because, you know, going from an 0-2 count to, you know, being able to walk all your way to the base on 4-2, that's good eye.
So Cooper Wisherup will be pinch hitting. Throw back over to first if not in time. He's batting for Matthew Monaghan. Wisherup looking for his first hit of the season. He's only played in two games though, so not a whole lot of data to go off of, as that one misses up and in for a ball. K. Occasionally use him as a base runner, has a couple of steals on the year. Now on foul down the first baseline and out of play. Near the new Hiawatha practice facility. Wishrup stands back in. Rabel looks over at first. Sets together and now comes home. And that one just missing a little bit low. Good pitch from Grable, but a little bit below the strike zone. Grable had some misses, but they haven't been misses by much. Two-one pitch. That one in there for a strike, low and away. But that was off the plate a little bit, but they called it a strike. That evens up the count 2-2. Double play is possible here for Doniphan County with a runner on first and one gone. 3-0 Hiawatha. The pitch. Low and away in the dirt. Good stop by Christensen. Keeps it in front of him. Count is now full once again. Back to back. Batters faced with full counts. Hiawatha's lead over at first. Another payoff pitch coming. Low and in, ball four. Back-to-back walks. Both on full counts. Multiple base runners. And that will bring up Gannon Becker for the second time today. Grounded out to short his first time. And now time is called. They're going to go ahead and do a quick little mound visit. Check on Grable. Make sure that everything is okay with him. Take a look at our broadcast schedule coming up for next week. Our next broadcast will be on Wednesday, and that will be Corning at Sabetha. That'll be 6 o'clock. Then after that, we'll do another Hiawatha game on the following Thursday, June 22nd, at Doniphan County. So we'll get these two same teams once again, but in Wathena, 6 o'clock for that one. On Wednesday, June 28th, Seneca at Corning, 6 o'clock. And then just 2 days later, we'll do another one on Friday, Doniphan County at Sabetha, and finish up on Wednesday, July 5th, Marysville at Corning at 7, with the zone tournament at the end of the regular season, July 10th through the 15th, and then we'll also have some possible state tournament coverage here as well, Gansland Radio. So as mentioned, it's Gannon Becker at the plate, 0-1 on the afternoon. His first at bat was just last inning. He led things off. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Low pitch from Grable for strike one. Big gap over there in between the first and second baseman. Davis now drifting towards the middle of said gap as that one misses up in the zone for ball one. Up at eye level on a fastball from the right-handed starter from Doniphan County, Austin Grable. Hit pile at second. And Cooper Wishrup over there at first, both reaching on full count walks. And takes a piece of that one back to the backstop. Makes it 1-2. Which was low and in the wheelhouse of the Hiawatha second baseman, but still caught a piece. And now I'll step off the back of the mound and I'll get right back on. Best thing Grable can do is get comfortable, go at his own pace. Here's a 1-2. Just a touch outside, trying to get Becker to chase. He does not hold off, and the count is even 2-2. Double play ball still possible for Doniphan County. Two-two in the dirt. Good scoop once again by Christensen. Runners will stay. So for the third consecutive time, it's a full count. Becker awaits. Another payoff pitch. So grounded foul. We'll do it again. Right back into the Doniphan County dugout. First time this inning that Grable has pitched a strike on a full count. And try to do it again. And here it comes. Don't hit the air. Left field. Franken moving to his left. He'll make the catch. Runners will stay. Two gone. That'll bring up the number 10 hitter. Carson Gilbert, the center fielder, had a single to start off the offense for Hiawatha last inning. Came around to score on an error. Sure, Donovan County would be very happy if getting out of this inning, giving up any runs, despite a couple of walks, as that one misses low and away for ball one. More so away than down. Now, time is called, and we're going to have a pinch runner, it looks like. And it's going to be Tyler Stevens, as he will come in for Wishrup. Pyle's still over there at second base. First pitch, swing and a miss. Big cut there from Gilbert. And you could tell he really wanted all of that one. Breaking ball, found it straight back. Was a little bit late to the party on that one, but got a piece. It was up in the zone. He's at one and two. Eberle, the shortstop for Donovan County, he was playing a little bit closer to the bag. A pretty big gap in between short and third, and that one misses low and in for ball two to even up the count. Hiawatha trying to get some insurance runs and add on to their 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Pyle shuffling his feet back at second base, trying to distract Grable as Gilbert fouls it off once again. Solid at bat from Gilbert. A couple foul balls. Staying alive. Trying to keep the inning going and get the top of the hitting order back through with Brant Barnhill on deck. He is 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. That ball chopped. That is hit off of Gilbert, so it's going to be another foul ball. Went into fair play, but was off of, I believe, the foot of Gilbert, but he appears to be all right. Not even limping a bit.
You know, Gilbert's doing a really great job of thinning out Grable. I really don't see him coming out pitching in the fifth. I mean, most likely they're just trying to get what they can out of him, and then they're probably going to put in, you know, another pitcher coming into the fifth.
And ball grounded, foul once again, third base side. That is the fourth foul ball by Gilbert in this at-bat. Really solid job all game, just seeing the ball for the number 10 hitter for Hiawatha. Another 2-2 offering. This one high in the air to left field on a high fastball, left center field, and that is going to be caught by the center fielder Blevins on the run for the final out. So two left stranded, no runs, no hits, and we will go to the fifth. You're listening to Legion Baseball here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Are you a rancher? Are you worried about commodity prices? Livestock Risk Protection, also known as LRP, provides your business with a defense against declining livestock prices in the future for fed cattle, feeder cattle, and swine. No one can predict where prices will end up, so take away the worry with LRP. Contact SBS Insurance Agency at 785-336-2821 to learn more about protecting your livestock business.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
KNZA.
We played four innings here at Noble Park in Hiawatha. Our score, Hiawatha, post 66-3. Donovan County, post 55-0. Beckham Griffin will lead it off for Donovan County. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out at the second. Ashton Rocky continuing to wheel and deal. Last inning went 1-2-3. He's retired four consecutive batters. Only given up two hits. Actually make that one hit on the day. That was the leadoff man, Cooper Everly. First pitch, that one in the dirt. Low ball one. Wishrup is now behind the plate. Monaghan is on the bench for Hiawatha. Breaking ball off the plate. Fouled off the plate, that is. Evens up the count 1-1. Mentioned that Monaghan has had his fair share of injuries. Not quite sure if this is injury related or not. But he has been pulled from this ball game. Is that pitch in there, strike two, making it 1-2. Rocky's pitch, high in the zone, hit up in the air, possibly fair, first base side, and that will be caught by the first baseman Jacobson for out number one. Good concentration by Jacobson with Griffin running right at him. You can certainly see why that could be a distraction. As that brings up Dustin Veach, third baseman for post 55. He flew out to center field his first time up. First pitch, that one missing for ball one. Veach has something in his back left pocket. Can't quite tell what that is, if that's maybe a pad for his hand. He gets on base as that ball is hitting the center field, and that will be not caught. It was on the line. That'll be a base hit. He was going to try to go for two, and he's got it. Veach with the wheels. He gets in for a one-out double here in the top of the fifth. That was well done. Just moving to his right was Gilbert. He made a good effort for it, but couldn't quite get to it. They were going to find out what was in his pocket here. Maybe. Takes off his batting gloves. Yep, that's going to be one of those pads that you wear to protect your hand when you dive in. It just kind of looked a little weird. Kind of almost looked like it was like a mic, like he was being mic'd up. First pitch to Clary is grounded on the Becker, and it's through his legs at second base. Rounding third and heading home and being able to score is Dustin Veach on the E4. So the first time Clary came up, he reached base on a strikeout. This time he reaches on an error. And that's how Donovan County gets their first run of the ballgame. It is now 3-1. And that'll bring up Logan Blevins, popped up too short his first time up. This pitch from Rocky, nubbed right in front of home plate. Chance to be a swinging butt infield base hit. The throw is high. It is caught, though. But he came off the base, and he's going to be safe. So I'm not quite sure if they'll go down as an E1 or a base hit, but either way, they have runners on first and second. And we'll have a mound visit here to check on Rocky after he's allowed three consecutive runners to reach base, even though a couple of those weren't necessarily his fault. And Alex Sean, the number 10 hitter, will come up. What do you think Coach Meininger is talking to his infield about here?
Well, I mean, you got two runners on base, one on second, one on first. I'm going to have to play close to them. I mean, you got, so far, there's been one out in the fifth. You're going to have to make up two more here. You definitely don't want to let Donovan County get back into this game. You could, I mean, Hiawatha could have taken some more points, last at bat, but they didn't. They're only up 3-0. So, I mean, really, some good hits here, or even some more errors allowed by Hiawatha could allow Donovan County to come back to this game.
First pitch, That one misses low and away for ball one. Runs on first and second. One gone. Here in the top half of the fifth, Donovan County has plated one run so far. A couple of errors from Hiawatha's defense. That one's hit in the air. Left field. And that will be caught by Barnhill. Runners will stay put. Two gone. Big out there for post 66 as the Braves keep the runners at first and second. And now the top of the hitting order coming through for the third time this afternoon as Cooper Eberle has not been retired today. Reached on a single start the ball game and then reached on an error in the third inning. Time is called by Eberle. Now stand back in. In the dirt, nice stop by Wishrup. But it'll be ball one. So the tying run is on at first. Go ahead, run at the plate. This one chop to the shortstop and almost a runner's interference. Third to first, though, and good composure by Brian to get the out at first. As that was Clary who had to try to avoid hitting Brian. A nice play by the Hiawatha shortstop. And one run comes across for Donovan County, so it's now 3-1. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Rabel's still in for Donovan County, and that last warm-up pitch, he slipped on the mound, but and he's fine. But that was kind of weird. He flipped a little bit and he came home in that final pitch. As Veach, his third baseman, coming over there helping him with some of that dirt in front of the mound to make sure that doesn't happen again. Top half, or make that actually the top of the hitting order, coming through for the third time now for Hiawatha. As Brandon Barnhill, 2-for-2, couple singles and a run. Lead things off. First pitch in there, strike one, a little bit lower in the zone. So Grable's still in, even though he allowed a couple walks last inning and three hits and three runs in the third. Hiawatha currently on pace to start the season 5-1, but Donovan County definitely not out of it just yet, down just by two runs now after getting one back in the top half of the fifth. It's 3-1. An error allowed for Dustin Veach to score. That one misses up high, pops out of the glove of Christensen, evens up the count, 1-1. Beg your pardon, 2-1. Pitch from Grable. Now misses high and away, makes it 3-1. Went with the fastball that last pitch. See what he does here. He'll do it again, and that one up in the zone, missing for a 5-pitch walk. That's the third one of the game. Didn't have any walks in the first three innings. Now three of them here in the last two is Ashton Rocky. We'll come back to the plate for the third time. He reached on an error his second time up. Pickoff move. He got him over there first. And Barnhill with a base running mistake. He's picked off. and that will empty the bases with one out. I'll allow Grable to breathe a little bit easier here. That one just missing a hair inside. But yeah, Rocky, last time he came up in the third inning, reached on an error and came around to score on the RBI ground out from Joel Bryant, who's in the hole. Now one hits him. Lower back. And Rocky reaches for the second time today. That's the second hit batter for Austin Grable. And that will bring up Xavier Oldham, who had the RBI double in the third inning. And now we have another mound visit. I think that might be it for Grable. And it will be. 4 1/3 inning for Grable. New pitcher for Doniphan County will be Coulter Peterson, who comes off the bench. We'll let him warm up. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Kansaland Radio.
New pitcher is Coulter Peterson for Doniphan County. Austin Grable is done after 4 1/3. He allows 3 walks and 4 hits, and he gets 1 strikeout. He has allowed 2 earned runs so far, but he's responsible for base runner at first, Ashton Rocky, as he hit him square in the middle of the back. And Xavier Oldham to the plate for Hiawatha Post 66 as they lead Doniphan County Post 55 3-1. Oldham, that could probably put it in a really good spot in the outfield to get another RBI. And a correction, we have a pinch hitter. It's going to be, oh wait, no, we don't. I just had the wrong number on here for Oldham. I had him as 3, he's 14. That threw me through a loop here. First pitch, and that one in there, strike 1. Pretty good lead over there for Rocky at first, and there he goes. Now on this is up and away, throw down, and that is going to be not in time. That looked really good. It was a close play. They're going to say he is safe. That was a beautiful throw from Christensen. It was right on the money. But they're going to say that he had his hand in there, and it's a well-earned steal for Ashton Rocky. So after that ball, here is the 1-1 pitch. That ball is hit high in the air, left field. Backing up is Franken. That is going to be over his head and off the wall. Here comes Rocky rounding around third, and the ball is booted by Franken in left field, and he will score easily. That's an RBI double for Xavier Oldham as he does it again. So 2 doubles, 2 RBI for Xavier Oldham today. What a fantastic performance from the Hiawatha extra hitter. And that will bring up Joel Bryan, the cleanup hitter. Had an RBI ground out his second time up. First time he popped up on the infield. Still just 1 out here in the bottom of the 5th. It's now 4-1 Hiawatha. Now misses up high in the zone for ball 1. Coulter Peterson, boy, is he a great basketball player. Doniphan West this season, they had a tough season, but they were just so young. Had Jeski, the lone senior, who's the lone junior or senior. This ball is skied in the air to shallow right field. A drop in for a base hit. A little blooper. And Oldham had to wait for that ball to drop, and he'll advance over to third, and Brian has his first base hit of the day. The back-to-back base hits for the Braves is now officially Austin Grable has three earned runs for his day. Allows four, but only three of those were earned. That will bring up Cooper Jacobson. And that one in there, strike one. I'm kind of talking about Peterson with his basketball prowess. Just great ball handles. He's a fantastic shooter. And tell you what, he's going to be very good in the TVL for a long time. Is that one in there for a strike? There goes the runner to second. He's in there safely. No throw from Christensen. Jacobson 0 for 2 on his day. A pair of infield groundouts. A couple runners in scoring position for Hiawatha. Breaking ball. Fouled it to the Hiawatha dugout. He wants that one back. It was in on the hands. Fly ball in the outfield should bring home another run for Hiawatha with a runner on third and nobody out. Excuse me, one out, beg your pardon, as that one is fouled opposite way, third base side. And the count will stay the same, 0-2. Field playing in a little bit for Jonathan County. Middle infielders on the infield grass. This one's skied and slicing into left center field. And it'll drop in for a base hit. Odom will score from third. And here comes Bryant. The throw to the plate is going to be not in time. And it's a two RBI double for Cooper Jacobson.
That was a really good hit to left center field from Cooper Jacobson.
Got all the barrel on that one. Not just the right amount of slice. And that'll bring up Caden Smith. First pitch. That one missing inside and low, ball one. Smith looking for his first hit of the day. Chance to do that right here. It's now three consecutive hits against Colter Peterson, the right-handed reliever for Donovan County. And that one misses as well. Makes it 2-0. Jacobson now the lone base runner. Still just one out here in the bottom of the fifth. That one gets past Christensen to the backstop and an easy reach for Jacobson over to third on the pass ball. So it's 6-1 in favor of Hiawatha. Three runs have been plated here in the fifth. Three were plated in the third. Now another opportunity for an RBI. Got to put it in the outfield. Smith awaits the pitch, and that one misses. That's a four-pitch walk. Peterson's still trying to retire that first batter. Aiden Smith over at first. Doesn't have a steal, but wouldn't be a terrible idea to run him to avoid the double play. Is that one just missing outside for ball one? Pyle has yet to be retired. He was hit by a pitch in the second inning and walked in the fourth. Peterson comes together and lets it go. 1-0 swung on and missed. Pitch that was low. And that'll even up the count 1-1. Talking about this Hiawatha team reaching state last year, and they are poised to do the same here this year. They have gotten off to a great start in 2023. As that one misses low, as they're on track to start the season 5-1 if they can hold on to this five-run lead here this evening. Count now 2-1. That's low as well for ball three. Runners on the corners, one gone, 6-1 Hiawatha. Here is 3-1 pitch, and that is in there for a strike, and they count full. Smith still over there at first, not sending him. Double play ball is in effect as that ball is hit to center field, and that will be caught on a line for out number two, as both runners will retreat, as if that was hit maybe in the air a little bit more and a little bit deeper, Blevins, the center fielder, might not have been able to get the ball in the infield in time. That ball was not deep enough to get the runner from third home. Runners will stay on the corners with two gone. And Wishrup making his second at bat. First pitch hit high in the air, foul territory, first base side, and it's going to be out of play off the top of the Hiawatha dugout. A loud clash against the metal roof. I'm sure that was very loud inside the dugout.
And talking about Blevins real quick, that catch, a flyout, would have been his third of the game.
Gotten a lot of work out there in center field. Fantastic athlete, Logan Blevins. And that one in there for a strike. Not very many players that are out here are not great athletes, honestly. You get Legion Baseball, I get just usually the conglomerate of some of the best athletes in the area. As that one gets away from the catcher Christensen, but runners will stay put. Usually this is kind of an interesting time of the year now, especially with the shift in the way sports are done at the high school level, when you have players who are exclusively football players are kind of doing weights, and they're doing some mini camp, they're doing 7-on-7s, and then just the good old-fashioned athletes, they're playing Legion Ball. As that one gets past the diving glove of Eberle into left field for a base hit. And Jacobson will score for the fourth run of the inning. And the seventh of the game is 7-1 Hiawatha, RBI single for Wishrup. And we got a courtesy runner. Once again, Stevens coming in for Wishrup. Runners on first and second now, with Smith advancing over to second on that base hit from Wishrup. Solid offensive performance here this afternoon/evening for Hiawatha. First pitch is grounded to the short, beg your pardon, the third baseman, and, you know, step on the bag. It'll be unassisted for the final out. So four more runs come across. It's 7-1, Hiawatha. You're listening to Legion Baseball here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We go to the sixth, Ash and Rocky back to it, and we got a little bit of a meeting over here on the third base side for the Doniphan County team. We'll see what happens. It looks like we're just trying to, or Doniphan County is just trying to rally the troops here. A little bit of a pep talk, as they need a rally on the field as they trail 7-1 with Ashton Rocky absolutely dealing. He's only allowed two hits so far today. And on top of that, no walks as well. And his strikeout count as of right now is at just three. No, actually four, beg your pardon. Didn't see the Clary strikeout where he was able to reach safely. So it's Ryder Davis coming to the plate for the third time. And I was correct the first time. It would go down as a base hit his first time up. Since Eberle, he was on first, was put out at second. You got the base hit first, and then the putout happened after that. So it would go down as a base hit. So here's the first pitch to him, and that one misses. No, it's in there for a strike. It was low and away, but they have been calling that, to be fair. But Davis is 1-for-2. Rocky Beals, that ball ropes into left field, base hit, past the outreaching Smith, third baseman going to his right, trying to protect the line, could not do so. Good piece of hitting for the Johnson County second baseman.
That was a really great on-the-line hit to left field.
Austin Grable, his third plate appearance, he is 0-for-2, a fielder's choice. His first time up, and then flew out to center field a second time up. Gilbert playing more to left center. Is that one a little bit of a pickoff back over to first base? Not really any chance of getting him out. Get back to first base safely. The Rocky going from the stretch. Here's a pitch. Breaking ball up and away. Missing. The 1-0 count. Starting pitcher versus starting pitchers. That one misses low. Of course, Grable's day on the mound is done. He went 4 1/3. Gave up 3 walks, 3 earned runs, and 4 hits with a single strikeout. 2-0 count from Rocky. And that one missing a pad inside. Makes it 2-1. That one's in there for a strike. Now it's 3-1. Beg your pardon. I had my count off there. Good size lead for Davis over there at first. The pitch, that ball chopped foul. Third base side. And that will make the count full. Top of the sixth. Only a couple more opportunities for Donovan County to get back into this one. They got their lone run last inning. Dustin Beach reaching on a double and then coming home on an error. Payoff pitch, breaking ball, swing on and missed. Strikeout number 5 for Rocky. One gone. That brings up the left fielder, Cole Franken. Ground out and strikeout. Back over to first, not in time. Only 4 hits today for Donovan County's offense. Eberle led off the game with a single. Ryder Davis has a pair of singles as well. And then a double last inning. That one misses up in the zone from Dustin Veach. And also, as mentioned, no walks from Rocky. Probably the most impressive thing from his outing today. 1-0 misses, blown away for ball 2. 3 base runners have reached on errors, and 1 reached on a strikeout. That was through the legs of the starting catcher, Matthew Monaghan. Here's a 2-0 pitch. That ball hit to the third baseman, and again, past him. That's going to be another base hit. Past Smith. And a 1-out single puts runners on first and second. That brings up Preston Christensen, 5th in the batting order. The catcher is 0-for-2 as well. Ground out, strikeout. Double play is still on for the Braves infield. Nobody holding on the runner at first. Becker drifting towards second base. Swing and a miss. Outside fastball. Swing and a miss. Another high fastball. Good location from Rocky. Chase on the first one. Chasing again. That one was kind of at neck level. Christensen falls behind the count 0-2. Timeout called by Christensen. Rocky sees the pitch he likes, and now comes the play. Foul tip into the glove of Wishrup. Strike three. Another K. That's six. And that'll bring up Beckham Griffin, the first baseman, 0-2. Ground out, pop out for his afternoon. The first baseman stands in. Runners on first and second, and now two gone in the top half of the sixth. First pitch, chops back to the third baseman Smith. He's been busy, but that is past his glove. That's going to be an E5 that allows the bases to be juiced for Donovan County. So Davis over to third, and Franken over to second on the E5.
You can see that left side of the field's been quite favored in this inning right now, as two line drives have been hit, one by Davis, one by Franken, and that one just an error by the third baseman. The VJ left-handed batter now stands in. Bases loaded, two gone. Now on a pitch out, outside, ball one. It's a long ways to go for Donovan County. They trail 7-1. Chance to do some damage right here. But there's two gone. Rocky trying to get out of the inning. This one popped in the air. Third base side, slicing, foul out of play. Rocky circling the mound, taking a little bit of extra time. He has been working pretty quickly in between pitches today. Comes together and unloads. That one straight back to the screen on a foul ball, and that will be strike two. The one strike away from getting out of the inning here. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. They leave him loaded. No runs allowed. 7-1 Hiawatha. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Coming up next, you're on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
Hiawatha post 66, currently leading Donovan County post 55, 7-1, going into the bottom of the sixth. As Donovan County left with the bases loaded, Rocky with three strikeouts last inning, gave up a pair of hits, but able to get out of the inning unscathed. As for Hiawatha, the Braves can end the game if they can get a pair of runs due to the run rule. Leading things off is the number 10 hitter, Carson Gilbert, playing center field and swinging a pitch at his forehead level for strike one. As Peterson back on the rubber. Struggled a little bit last inning, gave up three hits and a walk consecutively before a fly out, then another single. That one in there, four strike taken for an 0-2. Last inning, an RBI double from Xavier Oldham, and a two RBI double from Cooper Jacobson, and then an RBI single from Cooper Wishrup. 0-2 pitch, that one low and away, missing, four ball one. Gilbert had a single in the third inning, came home to score on an error. And he flew out to center field his second time up. On deck is Brent Barnhill, top of the order for the fourth time today. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball outside, evens up our count. And a reminder about that last at-bat that he had. Had four foul balls consecutively as that one misses inside. As takes that one, and the count is now full after being behind 0-2. Payoff pitch, breaking ball, roped into left field, base hit in the gap between Veach and Eberle. And a leadoff single for the center fielder for Hiawatha. He has seen the baseball really well here tonight. And that'll bring up Barnhill for the fourth time. He has not been retired yet today. He's 2-for-2, two singles, and a walk. He came home to score in the third and also has a stolen base. Back over to first. That's not in time. Barnhill came into today's contest batting .636. And now he is 9-for-13. Now it's foul tip. And I can't do math in my head like that. So I'm going to pull up a calculator. 692 would be his new batting average. Is that one low and away? Blocking it is Christensen, the catcher for Doniphan County. Yeah, 692, not bad at all. Not too bad of a season. It's early, but I mean, still, they're playing their sixth game. That misses up. It's on par with what David Ortiz did in the 2013 World Series. Here's the 2-1, popped up on the infield, left side of the infield, and that will be caught by the shortstop, making part of the third baseman, Veach, route number one. So that'll bring up Ashton Rocky, scored twice today, no hits, but he has reached safely twice, hit by a pitch in the fifth, and reached on error in the third, also has a stolen base. What a day it's been for him on the rubber. 6 strikeouts, no walks allowed, and has given up just a couple of hits, or a few hits, excuse me, as he has given up 5 now. Gave up a couple last inning, a couple in the first, and one in the fifth. Didn't give up a single hit from the second through the fourth inning. There goes the runner, and no throw. There's a pitch in there for a strike, and an easy steal for Carson Gilbert. As mentioned, the Braves just need 2 runs to end this game due to run rule, with the score being 7-1, run rule being 8 runs in the fifth inning or later.
Ashton Rocky picking up his 9th stolen base on the Veach year.
And a weird hop to Veach on the little grounder, and quick thinking for Gilbert, he's going to get over to third as well. So an E5 gets Rocky on base, and Gilbert takes advantage. And runners are now on the corners with the winning run over at first base. And Xavier Oldham coming to the plate, their best hitter today. He's 2-for-3 with 2 doubles and 2 runs batted in. Back over to first, not in time. Checking over with Rocky, trying to possibly send him. As mentioned, he already has a steal. Trying to avoid the double play with 1 out. Pearson comes set. There goes Rocky. First pitch is out of the zone. Threw down to second. And no slide. He's in there safely. Kind of just an awkward awkward play there at second with Rocky not sliding, but he's in there. And they can now avoid the ground-out double play. Runner's now on second and third. And Rocky at second representing the game-winning run. Is that one missing outside? Makes it 2-0.
Excuse me, that would be now Rocky's 9th stolen base. And earlier when I meant Rocky, I meant Carson, which got his first stolen base when he was running over 2 second.
And now it looks like they're going to intentionally walk Oldham. And they're going to do that to get to the Braves' slugger, Joel Bryan. Had that monster game last Friday. He's our McDonald's player of the week, or player of the game, excuse me. today he is 1 for 2. First pitch, swing and a miss. RBI ground out in the third, a single in the fifth, has a run and a stolen base. Coming into today, batting 308. The base is loaded, one gone still. Here in the bottom of the sixth, 7-1 Hiawatha. That misses way outside. Christensen having to slide to his right to go and get that one. One pitch, chop foul. Not happy with himself there. Wanted to get all of that one. Took a big cut. Now the Braves shortstop stands back in. One, two, waves at a breaking ball, swing and a miss, and with the bases loaded, it was in the dirt, but it's not going to matter with all the bases occupied. Two gone. That'll bring up Cooper Jacobson for the fourth time. RBI double last time came to the plate, or two RBI double. That was just last inning. Chance to put the game away right here, possibly. Bases loaded, two gone. First pitch. Now misses up and away, ball one. Hiawatha plated three runs in the third and four more in the fifth. In the dirt, Christensen able to block that one. It moves just a little bit to his right. Whenever the Braves have been able to score, they've been doing it in mass. Pearson comes set, and that one misses up and away. Another ball, ball three. 3-0 count coming up. See what Jacobson does here. Left-handed first baseman. Hitter's count, here comes the pitch. And a fastball taken right down the middle, so he was taken all the way. And you got some options here with a 3-1 count. If you see a pitch you like, attack right here. 3-1 breaking ball, that one just missing a little high, and that walks in a run. And now the game-winning run will be over at third base. Gilbert coming home to score. Rocky is now over to third, and Oldham over to second after the Cooper Jacobson walk. That is the third RBI of the day for Cooper Jacobson. So Smith comes to plate. He's 0 for 2 with a walk. First pitch, that one missing inside for ball one. Didn't miss that one by much. A ball hit in the air, pulled, third base side and out of play. A little bit ahead of that breaking ball. Got a good piece of that one. The bench giving him some grief for that one right there. Bases are still loaded. Two gone. Bottom of the sixth. Game-winning run over at third. It's a 7-1 lead for Hiawatha. That one misses up and away. They complete that run right here. Hiawatha will improve to 2-5-1 in the early portion of this 2023 Legion baseball season. That one misses down low. Another reminder, our next broadcast will be next Wednesday, Corning at Sabetha, 6 o'clock. That ball blasted, fastball right down the middle, hooking down off the wall, and that will do it. RBI single for Caden Smith ends the ball game, and Hiawatha wins it. Final score, 9-1. We'll go and step aside for 2 minutes and come back with post-game coverage here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Farmers, it's that time of year again. The warm south winds are beginning to blow and the fields are greening up. The strong south winds can help to produce those famous Kansas thunderstorms. Don't wait until it's too late. Let SBS Insurance give you worry-free protection for maturing crops during those stormy spring days with various crop hail insurance products. Stop by your local SBS Insurance office today for all your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Here at Sloppy alongside Grin and Profit, Hiawatha wins its final score 9-1 in six innings. And what a performance it was once again for Hiawatha Post 66 as they were able to do everything at all levels very well and come home with the victory here this afternoon. Let's now take a look at some of the unofficial stats from today's contest. First, starting off with Doniphan County. Ryder Davis going 2-for-3, a pair of singles for him. And some other players with hits today include Dustin Veach. He got a double in the fifth inning. He was 1-for-3. Cooper Eberle was also 1-for-3. And Cole Franken was also 1-for-3. And as for Hiawatha, Grant Barnhill was 2-for-3 with a couple of singles and a run as well as a steal. Ashton Rocky was 0-for-3, but he did have 3 runs and 2 stolen bases at the plate. Talk about his performance on the rubber here in just a second. Xavier Oldham was 2-for-3 with a pair of RBI and a couple of doubles as well as an intentional walk. Joel Bryan was 1-for-3, a run and a walk. He had an RBI ground out in the third. Cooper Jacobson was 1-for-3 with a run and 3 RBI, including a 2 RBI double in the fifth and an RBI walk in the sixth. Caden Smith was 1-for-3 with an RBI single in the sixth to win the game. Cade Pyle was 0-for-1 with a walk. Matthew Monaghan was 0-for-1. Cooper Wishrup, he was 1-for-1 with a RBI single and a walk. Gannon Becker was 0-for-3, and Carson Gilbert was 2-for-3 with 2 singles, 2 runs, and a stolen base. Pitchers, Austin Grable, the starter for Doniphan County, 4 1/3, 1 strikeout, 3 walks, 4 hits, and 3 earned runs with 4 runs allowed total. And as for Ashton Rocky, he gets the win. He goes 6 innings, a complete game for him. He strikes out 7 batters with no walks, giving up just 5 hits. So, got some candidates for our player of the game brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. So, Crindon, who's going to be?
Going to be Ashton Rocky. Had a really great game. Like you said, he had 6 innings played. He had 7 strikeouts. He even walked no one on the game and even had 5 hits for himself. He only gave up 5 hits total. I mean, he had a great game. He got on base plenty of times and was able to put in 3 runs for himself. So Ashton Rocky had himself a game playing both offense and defense, completely carrying this Hiawatha team. And it's also a great thing to have a pitcher go 6 innings. I mean, last week you saw 3 different pitchers go in for Hiawatha. I mean, Hiawatha's still winning 9-4, which is great, but, have all those pitchers come through and a lot of them taken out early, like Jacobson coming in the second inning and him coming out, of course, around the fifth. But, for have a player who's, having a real great debut and Rocky to finish the whole 6 innings, it's a really good day for him.
So a little bit of a break for Hiawatha. Their next game is not until the 18th. And as for Doniphan County, they will play again on the 11th as they'll host Sabetha. As Hiawatha improves to 5-1 in the season, they're going to play a doubleheader. We're going to get out of here. Doniphan County falling to 0-2. Thanks so much for joining us. Jared Sleppy alongside Crin and Prophet. Kurt back in the booth making it sound good here today. Thank you so much for listening this afternoon. This has been Legion Baseball here on 103.9 FM KNZA.